Our story is about Rabbi Akiva. The story is for adults. The Roman governor was intent on getting Rabbi Akiva to fall. He would debate Rabbi Akiva. He would challenge Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva proved to be a very big challenge for the Romans. He would tell the Jews repeatedly, keep learning Torah. He taught his students, and he was unrelenting. So Rabbi Akiva was the powerhouse that held the Jewish people together and held Torah study together in the face of the Roman threats and oppression. The Romans looked for many ways to bring Rabbi Akiva down. One night, they threw him into prison, and they took two women of ill repute and put them in the prison with him without clothing. And they said, seduce him, get him to transgress tonight. And so they tried. And every time one would approach him from the right, he'd spit to his right. And one would approach him from the left, he'd spit to his left. And every time they tried to come near him, he'd just spit in their direction. Comes the morning, so they asked the ladies, what happened? They said, he's not human. We tried every trick in the book, and he's not interested. So they called him in, and they said, are you not human? So he said, sure, I'm human. So they said, then why did you behave that way? You were in a prison. You had whatever you wanted. Why did you behave that way? And he answered, what can I do? To me, they stank. They smelled like rotten meat. And if they'd walk near me, it just smelled so bad, I wanted them to stay away. So on Rabbi Akiva's level, he wasn't attracted to the physical creatures that came near him. He sensed what type of people they were. And he said, to me, that was anathema. They smelled like rotten meat. And then he sent his own wife, the Roman governor, to try and seduce Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was learning, and suddenly she appeared before him without clothing. And her job was to seduce him. And so Rabbi Akiva spat and laughed and cried. So she asked him, what'd you just do? So he said, I spat, because what type of behavior is this to walk into the room without clothing? And laughed, he didn't explain to her. And cried, he said, ultimately, even fine people end up being buried in the dust. She continued talking to Rabbi Akiva. She was so taken by what he had to teach, she converted and married him. And our sages say that's why he laughed. Because he understood when she walked into the room that that's where things would end up. That the Roman governor thought he would bring Rabbi Akiva down, and in the end the exact opposite happened. His own wife was taken by Rabbi Akiva's wisdom, and she herself left her husband, converted to Judaism, and married Rabbi Akiva. And that's why he left. He didn't want to tell her.
That wasn't Rabbi Akiva, the first wife?
No.
Oh.
The one that waited for him for 24 years. No.